Inside Mac.
For Thursday, September 7th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple stock soars in anticipation of Showtime, a new ad campaign for Apple, but these don't include the PC and Apple guys. And can Superman save actor Ben Affleck? The show of a lifetime is set to take place in San Francisco on Tuesday, September 12th. Earlier this week, a few members of the media received an electronic invitation from Apple to join them on the 12th. Since the invitation went out, Apple's stock has climbed to a four-month high. Apple stock is currently trading at $72.71, which is up 3.83%. And I'm sure you're aware analysts are expecting Apple to announce an iTunes movie download service or maybe even the long-awaited iPhone. But Apple isn't saying anything. The Cupertino company did, however, reveal their retail chief, Ron Johnson, will speak to analysts at the fourth Think Equity Annual Growth Conference, which will take place hours after the company's big Showtime announcement. Think Equity analyst Jonathan Hoops expects that Johnson will discuss how Apple's retail presence can help execute its future strategy. He thinks Apple's retail stores are a real asset to the brand, stating traditional PC retail distribution models provide no place for the run-of-the-mill commodity box vendors to hide. Meanwhile, since its launch in mid-2001, the Apple retail store has redefined the consumer computing landscape. Think Equity rates Apple as a stock to buy with a $90 target price. The analyst feels that there has never been a company in the PC industry better positioned than Apple to gain market share and profitability. Apple has launched a major print campaign for its products that will appear in the September 8th issue of Entertainment Weekly, as well as other major magazines across the U.S. According to iLounge, the detachable insert asks consumers what's the difference between a Mac and PC, while the inside cover describes Apple's view on the basic differences between the platforms, and the back cover displays quotes from industry names regarding Apple's products. It also includes a detachable 14-page folded booklet, including informational pages covering iChat AV, iMovie, Dashboard, GarageBand, as well as Microsoft Office compatibility. If you'd like to see the pictures, visit iLounge.com, or you can just wait until the September 8th issue of Entertainment Weekly to check it out. And speaking of entertainment, when actor Ben Affleck showed up on The Tonight Show this past week, he discussed his new role in the upcoming movie Hollywoodland, and in the process, he may have incriminated himself. According to iProng.com, he revealed that he used his video iPod to help him prepare for his role portraying the late George Reeves, who starred as the original Superman. That's not illegal, but Affleck mentioned that he put every episode of the original series to his video iPod to help him get a feel for Reeves' mannerisms. That's the problem. The report states the problem is the original Superman series is currently unavailable through iTunes, and has been assumed that Affleck acquired DVDs of the series and used his computer to rip them into an iPod-compatible format. And according to movie studios, the simple act of ripping a legally purchased DVD into a computer is a violation of the law. But since Affleck is a popular actor, the report also notes that the studio may have given him permission to rip the DVDs into his computer. The update release candidate for Parallels Desktop for Mac is now available. This will allow users to run Windows and other operating systems at the same time as Mac OS X on any Intel-based Mac without rebooting. The updated RC adds support to the recently released quad processor Mac Pro Towers outfitted with the 3.5 gig of RAM, and with the addition of support to the Mac Towers, Parallels Desktop for Mac is now compatible with all Intel-powered Apple computers. It now includes the MacBook, MacBook Pro, iMac, as well as the Mac Mini. The update also offers full compatibility with developer builds of Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. Suggested retail price is around $80 US, but if you're a Parallels Desktop user, it'll be free. Coming up, listening to local radio, but without a radio, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Smile on My Mac has updated Browse Back, which was awarded Best of Show at Macworld Expo 2006. Browse Back is a web history visualization and search tool that will store a PDF of every web page visited and can make the pages accessible through a unique interface that allows the user to browse thumbnails of the pages. This visual web history can be searched by content, making it possible to easily retrieve visited web pages with a few keywords. Search speed has been improved in version 1.3. The update also features a new large page view of the current selection, making it easier to visually browse and find a page in the web history. Browse Back requires macOS 10, 10.4 or later, and is priced at $29.95 US. Real Mac Software's popular web creation has been revised. Rapid Weaver 3.5.0 for macOS 10 is now completely universal and is now available in French and Japanese, with Italian and full German localization coming soon. Rapid Weaver 3.5 has also been drastically overhauled to include a new streamlined interface, a new theme viewer, SFTP publishing, and the ability to add drop shadows and borders. The new version is a free upgrade for all existing users and can be purchased for $39.95 US. Barebone Software has announced the release of BBEdit 8.5. The upgrade has added more than 160 new features and improvements. According to the company, the changes are designed to streamline navigation and ease discovery of BBEdit's feature set. Some of these enhancements include the introduction of code folding, which aids comprehension of complex files by allowing the customer to collapse ranges of text, as well as extensive improvements to the layout and usability of text editing views. BBEdit 8.5 is priced at $125 US. iOmega revealed the new UltraMax 640GB desktop hard drive that will provide Mac users with secure, high-capacity storage that will complement the Apple Mac Pro and PowerMac series of computers. The new drive helps users excel in digital content creation, graphic design, and other disk-intensive tasks. Cables for FireWire 800, FireWire 400, and USB 2.0 operation are included with the drive, as well as EMC Retrospect Express backup software. The UltraMax 640GB desktop hard drive is expected to be available later this month for about $450 US. And finally, you may soon be able to listen to your favorite local radio station on your cell phone, as Clear Channel has put CHR Z100 New York and eventually 100 other stations on the phone through a new deal with Singular. This deal gives the user both streaming and on-demand content. Subscribers get the ability to see song titles and artist names for the last 10 songs played and to receive text messages about upcoming songs. The first sponsor of the mobile radio service is DKNY Jeans. A spokesman for Clear Channel said, if we get even 1% of Z100's audience of 2.5 million to subscribe, it would be quite a large number. It doesn't stop there, as Macworld UK said BT has launched a mobile TV service that will include live broadcasts of TV content from BBC One, ITV One, and E4. According to the report, the television content will be broadcast over the DAB digital radio network rather than requiring 3G phone technologies. The new Virgin Mobile TV device will be supported with an advertising campaign starring Pamela Anderson starting November 9th of this year, with the broadcast becoming available through Virgin Mobile on October 1st. Alan Gao, who is the managing director of Virgin Mobile, said, "We are extremely proud of the Virgin Mobile TV service, and I think it could revolutionize how, when, and where people choose to watch TV." And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.